Tell us, Mary, what did you see on the way?
I saw the glory of the risen Christ. I saw his empty tomb.
Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the feast of Saint Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene is one of us, each one of us. I find myself in the history of this woman. And today I want to take delight to celebrate also this feast with you. For me is the feast of the holy mercy of God for all of us, in particularly for me. So when we have very contact with someone we love very much, we notice that there is a special way how this person addresses us, how he or she calls us, how he speaks or she speaks, the gesture that he has for us. And the same happened to Mary Magdalene. The experience of life and forgiveness of her that Jesus had given her led her to be a new woman. This is the only way to understand that moment of such an intimate encounter. Jesus pronounces Mary's name in that unique way that she was used to hearing and recognize it. All the sadness that she carried in her soul turned into joy because Jesus pronounced her name, Mary. This was enough for her to affirm with all certainty that she had seen the Lord. My dear friends, Jesus is now alive and risen. In the same way that he called Mary, he calls us by our name. The answer we want to give him is very personal. But even if the answer is personal, let me tell you the most important. It always carries with it a mission to announce to others that this encounter with the risen one is real because it fills our hearts with such profound joy and peace that nobody and nothing can take it from us. We live in a society where there are many who see God just as old-fashioned or an outdated cultural tradition, or who simply claim to believe but do not really. The task of a Christian, a Catholic Christian, is to be the leaven and not be afraid to announce what the Lord has done and does in our life. In that particular moment of your life, what can you today proclaim to the people around you that the Lord has been doing in your life? I don't talk what he did, what he's not doing in your life. Maybe you're experiencing sickness, disemployment, unemployment. Maybe you are going with a difficult situation in your wedding. Sometimes we think that everything is done, is over. But let me tell you, when you feel that you are very on the lower, just raise your eyes up and see the hand of Jesus extended through you. Hold these hands. Is the Lord who raised you up, as he did with many before you. And a good example here is Mary Magdalene, Zacharias, and so on. Today, what are you about to do? What can you do to proclaim God's marvels in your life? Despite the difficulty in this moment, find a way today to raise a thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. Let us pray. Let us say with Mary, I have seen the Lord, to bear witness to this joy. Let us ask Jesus to give us the grace to know and love him more deeply. For that, join me. Let us ask our Blessed Mother intercession and we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.